It's time for George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, streaming on WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Fraser Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.
Well, good evening. On a rare Thursday night game, we've got a matchup of Cardinals tonight. I'm Joel Bennett, Bobby Baldwin with me. We're in Georgetown, Kentucky at Scott County High School. Tonight it'll be the George Rogers Clark Cardinal boys team taking on the Scott County Cardinals. These teams coming in, there's a little more in common other than just the nickname Cardinals. Naturally, some of the school colors, but both these teams have won state championships. Matter of fact, two by each team. Scott County got one in 1998 and 2007. GRC as recent as the 2021-22 season. Looking at each of these teams have won four regional titles in a row. Scott County got hot in the early 2000s. But right now, that's kind of where it just drops off. These teams, it's been the Cardinals at GRC, the hotter team here as of late. Scott County comes in. The last winning season that they had, 2019. So this team's got a lot of history and tradition, Bobby. But, you know, it's been a little different since Great Crossing opened up a school. The talent got depleted, or at least shared a little bit more.
Well, and it's really too bad for Coach Tim Glenn, because in that first year, his team was in the state tournament, and albeit the COVID bug came, and they never really got to play. And since then, as you alluded to, it's been a downturn for Scott County High School.
Yeah, Coach Glenn, he comes in. He's in his fifth season of play, and during these five seasons that he's been the coach, the winning margin has been very difficult. Coach Billy Hicks, legendary coach, the winningest coach in Kentucky high school basketball. After his retirement and resignation, the Hall of Famer, he left, as Bobby just said. He didn't leave the cupboard bare.
Not at all.
In 2019, the district runner-up team, and then they went on to win the region, as Bobby said. Went to the Sweet 16 in Rupp, as did GRC Cardinal boys team, but we had no tournament. So that was in Coach Tim Glenn's first season. Then after that, it's been pretty tough for Coach Glenn ever since. His record, Scott County has gone 37-70 with one district runner-up title over the next four seasons. So the emergence of GRC Great Crossing had a lot to do with that.
Well, you call it depleting the talent, and if the students here in town have the option, they're going to go to the newer school, and that appears to be what's happened, and Great Crossing is a juggernaut at this moment.
And I really like this Scott County gym. I've never been in here. Yeah. The floor is a little dark, but there's been a lot of good basketball played in here, and from our sidelines, it's got to be one of the better ones. I like the size of it. They've got chair-back seats on the lower arena, and if you want upper arena seating, you can have that as well. Pretty good crowd on hand, too. I like this, but they say that getting a new school at Scott.
Yeah, that's right.
Keeping up with the Joneses.
Well, that's exactly right, and yet this is a marvelous gymnasium. I don't know exactly how long it's been here, but I do know that it came along, I think, when Coach Hicks first got into the coaching here, and It's been a tremendous venue in the Central Kentucky area since the day it opened, and they've always had very prestigious Toyota Classic tournaments here through the years, and had some marvelous ball clubs to play in here.
Yeah, Bobby mentioned the Toyota Classic. Man, oh man, what an industry, a manufacturing, and a business can do to a community. It's infused revenue, brought jobs, and really has opened up this city of Georgetown and County of Scott. We are inside of 9 minutes away from opening tip-off. Both teams out on the floor going through a shoot-around. The officials are here. Coach is here. Crowd still filtering in. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout. When we return, we've got more pregame. We'll talk about GRC when we return right here on WWKY.
My name is Tina Bryant, and I am the Chief Executive Officer for Sterling Healthcare, headquartered here in beautiful Mount Sterling, Kentucky. If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services we offer at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and visit us at sterlinghealthky.org. Or better yet, stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you, you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare, we're here for your family.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
George Rogers Clark boys high school basketball. The Cardinals come in here with a sparkling record of 24-2, taking on Scott County with a record of 8-19. I'm Joel Bennett, Bobby Baldwin with me, and again, a lot of things are about matchups, but we have five common opponents. And actually, of the five common opponents, Scott County has played nine times. Some way they've got Frederick Douglass three times they've played this year. But Scott County, other nine games, are 1-8. GRC has, of the five common opponents, we're 4-1 against those. And the one loss being Great Crossing, a common opponent here. January was a tough time on this school. They ended up with only a couple of wins in that month of January, but GRC comes in here trying to get right back up on that horse, Bobby. The Cardinals had their winning streak snapped whenever they played GRC, and coming back and getting in good shape, and we're going to go at it again right here tonight. Cardinals Coach Cook had his team down there. He's got them ready to go. I like the club.
Oh, exactly. They kind of got taken to the woodshed the other day, but they were playing one of the best teams in the country when you get right down to it, and Great Crossing was ready to make a statement here right before tournament time, and they took it out on GRC. But all in all, a good outing for both squads, because Great Crossing got its confidence and then some, and then GRC kind of has a measuring stick now by which it needs to trying to gather themselves and go forward. So a good learning experience both ways.
Well, the Cardinal team, GRC, they had a 14-game winning streak. It was snapped, but they look to close out the season and get ready for district tournament in a sharp way. District tournament seating not set just as of yet for Cardinals district. That is still yet to be determined as Paris is playing tonight. But when you look at these teams, Scott County averages 51.5 points per game.
Yeah.
Cardinals average of GRC 70.5 points per game. Do you think Scott County will try to control tempo and maybe limit possessions whenever your average is almost 20 less?
Intent and opportunity to do so and actually doing it aren't one and the same. And I would venture to say that you're exactly right. They're going to try to keep the game with lower scoring, but GRC's got some pretty good pressure out there, so they will obviously try to speed the actual home standing Cardinals up if at all possible.
The senior trio for GRC has just played wonderful this year. When you look at what they can do, J.P. Gaines, Rayshawn Hampton, and Breland Morrison, those three seniors are really, really good leaders on this club. Breland Morrison had a double-double streak stopped against Great Crossing, but I expect the Cardinals to go right back and play their game. They'll play fast if at all possible.
Oh, I'm sure you're right, and yet when you look at what GRC tried to accomplish last Saturday in that losing effort, they got an excellent performance out of sophomore Malachi Ashford.
They did.
And, I mean, he steadied the ship. He didn't turn the ball over against extreme pressure, did everything he could to navigate through tough waters and set his teammates upright. And he was really the star in my eyes for GRC during that relatively tough encounter with Great Crossing.
The junior varsity game was played as we were coming in. The Cardinal junior varsity boys team had a 41-37 lead at the end of three, but they end up falling by a score of 53-50 in a close one here at Scott County. We've got the boys team out here going through some warm-ups. We'll break away. We will take a one-minute break. We'll come back in 1 minute after these messages.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained. The staff is wonderful and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
George Rogers Clark Cardinal boys team on the road up here at Georgetown at Scott County High School. There were games played last night on Wednesday. Big one here, Bourbon County over Paris, 72-54 in that one. Lexington Catholic, they got by Frederick Douglass by 6. Tonight there's some games going on. Campbell County playing at Beechwood, and you've got some other games. Evangel Christian at Bowling Green, two top 15 teams there. Great Crossing, they are hosting Grant County. Trinity of Louisville playing over at J-Town. Some other games, Bracken at Model. Let's see, Lloyd Memorial at Newport. Newport a top 6 team. Bryan Station at PLD. Pendleton County plays at Paris. So some games going on. Reigning state champ Warren Central hosting North Hardin. Any surprise, Bobby, about that Bourbon County Paris? A little off for me.
A little bit, and yet I think that Montgomery and Bourbon are playing tonight. And that will determine the seeding for our district to be played in about 10 days.
Well, and so that's going to be the 24th, 5th, 6th, 7th, I think.
6th, 7th, 8th, 9th.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
it's going to run all the way through the end of November. So the boys seeding is still up for grabs.
Right.
And GRC, one thing we know for sure, the Cardinals have a lock on the number one seed. We're here at Scott County in Georgetown, Kentucky, as the Cardinals, with a 24-2 record, get ready to take on Scott County, the home team, here on their senior night. And Scott County with a record of 8-19. 2-minute break. We'll be back.
In today's ever-changing business climate, you need an insurance agent who understands your business, reacts quickly, and helps you succeed. For business auto, business health and life bonds, commercial liability, commercial property, commercial umbrella, and workers' comp, call Danny Neely at Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com. The digital marketing experts for small businesses.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
Let's go to the public address for tonight's starters.
That card, a 5'9" sophomore, number 5, Malachi Ashford. That guard, a 6'2" senior, number 13, Breland Morrison. That forward, a 6'4" freshman, number 11, Montez Gay. That forward, a 6'2" senior, number 12, J.P. Gaines. Assistant coaches are Joseph Gomes, Taylor Howard, Dylan James, Ryan Whitaker, and the head coach of the Cardinals is Josh L. Cook. Now, let's meet the home team on the scoreboard. Here are Scott County Cardinals. At guard, a 5'10" junior, number 1, Zaire Ray. At guard, a 5'11" junior, number 5, Tristan Christopher. At forward, a 6'1" junior, number 12, Ben Glenn. And forward, a 6-foot senior, number 14, Harrison Owens. And at forward, a 6'5" senior, number 23, Carter Dotson. Assistant coaches Chris Wilhite, Drew McIntyre, Toby Harris, and the head coach of the Cardinals in his fifth season is Tim Glenn.
Well, there are your starters for this game. The Cardinals of GRC wearing the road black uniforms with the horse racing checkerboard print on the sides of the uniform, the jersey and the shorts. Red numbers outlined in white. Sharp-looking uniform.
Absolutely. Yeah, they look like a basketball team, don't they?
Sure do. And they got that. They thoroughbred racers, too, man, with that checkerboard pattern. They can get out and get it going. Scott County, the home team, white trimmed in red. We get ready to jump it up. Freshman against senior, jumping it, and the freshman, Gay, controls it, and the Cardinals make two passes, and Ashford scores on the layup.
We've seen that play before. Card strike first early.
Ray, a junior guard, brings it up, 5'7". Ashford on him. Ashford turns him on the dribble, hand it off. Big guy out on the floor, Carter Dotson at 6'4". He doesn't handle it long. He gives it right back. Ray's got it between the circle. Angles off to his right. Now he finds, coming off the screen, Christopher. Out on top, Glenn. Has it been Glenn? Backdoor cut, nothing there. Rashawn Hampton shut that down. Between the circle. Ray trying to make his move. Ashford not giving him anything. And Scott County with the ball. They have not penetrated the three-point line yet in this possession. Card stick with the man-to-man. And why not? Glenn out between the circle. Still showing patience with the dribbling. Middle's open, but Gaines shuts that down. So they screen down, pop out. The player over there with it, Dotson. Dotson with it to Owens. Owens, his first touch of the ball. Now to Ray. Everybody's gotten a touch at the foul line. Ray's picked up his dribble. They clamp down on him. What defense by the Cards. They have stayed right with the Scott County team. And Glenn, in a bit of trouble, picked his dribble up. As Hampton and Ashford can make you worry. Coach Glenn saying, run through your offense. And that's what they're doing. They continue to run like a weave. A three-point shot on the way after they took all that time, and it's missed.
Minute and 20 seconds to no avail.
Montez Gay will bring it up. He will defer over to Malachi Ashford. Man-to-man by Scott. Double stack at the high post. Getting by the defense, and Ashford goes to the rim with a bucket.
He got past the defenders just outside the foul line and stroked it in uncontested.
Well, Scott County calls a timeout here with less than 2 minutes gone in the ballgame. Cards have two baskets, lead 4-0. Back after this brief message.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
Personnel stays the same for the GRC Cardinals, also Scott County. Scott County playing and starting four juniors and a senior. Ray double-teamed as he crosses midcourt. Goes on the wing. This is Harrison Owens, 6 feet tall, runs the weave, handed off. Christopher trying to make the turn of the corner, and they jump and switch with Montez Gay on him. Gay chasing Christopher. He takes it left of the circle. Three-point shot put up and missed. In there above everyone, J.P. Gaines jerks it down. In the front court, Hampton bounce pass to Morrison. He's on the left baseline trying to make his move. Shovels it off. Gay reverse layup. Got it at the rim.
Got ready to shoot an eight-footer and saw Gay slashing to the basket. He got a better shot and a deuce.
Double team on Christopher for Scott County. He throws it over to Ray, Zaire Ray, keeps a dribble. Morrison switches off with Ashford, and Ray tries to drive. Got over to the right side. They throw it over to Glenn. He missed a three-point shot, rebounded by Ray. Put it up in the paint and scored it.
Created space and hit a foul away from about 10 feet out for their first bucket.
3 minutes gone in the game. Cardinals with the ball and a 6-2 lead, that being GRC Cardinals. Left wing, Morrison throws it straight away to Ashford. They screen down, pop out Hampton. He's on the right wing. Between the leg dribble, step back three off the rim. Glenn claims the rebounded miss. Neither team has hit a three. Christopher throws it on the baseline, left side. Dotson shovels it, underhand pass, left of the lane. Glenn, he didn't make a move. He kicks it right back out to Christopher. Tristan Christopher, right side. Here's Ray, screen down, pop out Glenn. Motion game by Scott County and GRC going man-to-man. Hampton fights over top of pick. He's got Christopher. This is the third guy that's guarded this man. So the card switching off most time on these screens. They throw it down on the right baseline, and Rashawn Hampton took it away. Took it away from Christopher. He's going to bring it down the floor. Got to the left of the lane, kicked it out. Breland Morrison set for the three, missed it short. Rebound claimed by Christopher. Cardinals of GRC got to get back. Scott County had numbers, but GRC responds. Three-point shot put up and missed. 0 for 5 for Scott County. Montez Gay is going to bring it up. Coach Cook looking at the play sheet as he's standing on the sideline. Shouts out the play, and here come the Cardinals with a 6-2 lead, that being GRC. Driving, Morrison picked up on the baseline. He just turned it over. He got double-teamed, Bobby. Looked like he wanted to kick it out, but lost it.
Yeah, he tried to split two defenders going just to the right of the lane and lost control.
They bring Luckett in, tallest guy listed on their roster at 6'5". He, like a lot of these players, he's a junior. He comes in replacing one of the starters. He comes in replacing Dotson, the senior that got the start on senior night. Bounce pass. Luckett's got it. His first touch of the ball, straight away with it. Ball fake. Christian cut off by Hampton. Good post defense. Three-point shot put up. Miss. Luckett got a rebound. Fade away. Right side. Not there. J.P. Gaines with defense. Coming away. Here's Rayshon Hampton. Stop and go move. A lot of dribbling. A lot of behind the back. Nothing going. Hanging on him, Harrison Owens. Rayshon's got it between the circle. Offered a screen by Gaines. Step back, 18-footer, left side, missed it. Rebound claimed by Scott County. 6-2 game, low scoring, 2:40 to go here in the first quarter. GRC playing man-to-man. Scott County slowing it down. They like the half-court game. Luckett, left side with it to Christian. Coming across the lane, calling for it was Ben Glenn. It threw it so hot, Bobby, it went right through his hands.
Well,
I don't know who could catch that with a catcher's mitt.
Well, that was a little bit too crisp.
Yeah, Glenn flashing across the lane like he wanted the ball, and they said, here you go. And Christian coming out after throwing that bullet pass.
Well, you've heard the term too hot to handle, and that, in fact, was the case.
Well, they bring a JV star in here, and he's going to get some varsity playing time. That's Phillip Grimes. Driving in, Ashford drives right by and took him to the rim, and then J.P. Gaines going to be called for the foul. As Luckett had claimed the rebound, Gaines with the foul, crashing the boards.
Yeah, one of the rare times that the backboard would have been of help on that shot.
There's a bounce pass on the baseline, and Luckett had his feet nailed to the floor. And Harrison Owens, he had made a good pass. He's kind of like, you bring to the goal, you got a bucket.
He sure did, but you've got to be on the same page or else it's not going to work.
True. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Cardinals of GRC with the ball and a 6-2 lead. Morrison at the foul line. 15-foot step back shot, not there. Whistle on the floor, and maybe Luckett pushing Montez Gay, who had established inside position. Luckett with his first foul, team first. Cardinals keep possession underneath their basket. Just inside of 2 minutes to play here in a low-scoring quarter. Ashford to trigger the pass. Throws it out on top. Rayshon Hampton takes it near midcourt. Hands off and defers to Malachi Ashford, who glances over at Coach Cook, who's calling the play. He's got that play sheet in his left hand. Ashford comes off a game screen. Pick and pop, not there. Gay's open for a three ball. He missed it. Tipped at the rim by J.P. Nothing going there. Here's Gaines. Oh, he stole it. Back tip deflection. Got it away from Ray. Kick it out. And we're going to have a charging foul call.
Cards getting their opportunities, but aren't really in sync offensively and not making shots.
Well, Maddox Campbell's going to come in as J.P. Gaines picks up his second foul. That is the second turnover by the Cardinals of GRC. Maddox Campbell in for the Cardinals, also Eli Craig. So Gaines and Moreland go to the bench.
Minute 32 left in the first in a low-scoring 6-2 GRC lead.
Tristan Christopher turned on the dribble by Rayshon Hampton as he crosses the timeline. Hampton sliding with him. They sit two players at each elbow, and they screen off of it. With the ball driving, Little puts up a 10-footer. Didn't go down. Maddox Campbell with a rebounded miss, and here comes Ashford. Looks over and glances at Coach Cook. Coach Cook waving his hand, obviously giving a signal to his club. Eli Craig, right wing, first touch of it, swinging around the perimeter. Rayshon Hampton moves on Owens. Goes straight away to Ashford. Right side to Craig. Double team. They want to throw it into the paint. Lob to Gay and put it up and in. Put just enough on that pass for the Gay dunk.
Atta boy, that was very good. Craig got it done over the top.
Nice assist to Eli and the Gay flush. GRC with an 8-2 lead. Scott County in the front court. Harrison Owens between the circle. They flash up high post Luckett. Luckett kicks it back over to Grimes. Grimes got to the rim and he put it in.
Yeah, he just had an open run to the right side of the lane and the deuce, 8-4 GRC.
Ashford's going to bring it across the timeline at the 18-second mark. Crossover dribble, right side, finds Rayshon Hampton, shoots it at 13 seconds. He missed the three, shot it early in the possession, and now it appears Scott County will play for the last shot. It's at 5 seconds. Christopher over to Luckett, unaware of the clock, launching a three at the horn. They just did not play their 12 seconds very well at all. First quarter in the books, low-scoring game. It's a Cardinals, a GRC on top of Scott County Cardinals, 8-4. Bobby and I'll be back. Second quarter play coming your way in 1 minute right here on WWKY.
Here's Adam Zofi, Vice President and Bluegrass Region Market President, Citizens Bank of Kentucky.
At Citizens Bank of Kentucky, we believe banking is an experience. We recognize you have a choice when it comes to selecting a banking partner. To our present customers, we are grateful for your business. To those we don't have the privilege of serving, we look forward to earning your trust. We hope to introduce you to a better alternative to reach your life's goals.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky, Bullion Boulevard, Winchester. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
Second quarter play has Scott County with possession of the ball, but GRC with the lead, 8-4. Scott County in the front court, bounce pass to Christopher. GRC will set the personnel here shortly. 12-foot fadeaway missed there by Ben Glenn, and Gay with his second rebound. Bullet pass, found Maddox Campbell, who finished at the rim.
Boy,
that's what Coach Cook was talking about. If you want playing time, finish at the rim.
Finish at the rim and make the right play. Beautiful pass that time from the left side. About 30 feet out, a bounce pass across the lane. Maddox nailed it and got the and one attempt.
And that free throw rattled in, and the Cardinals now with an 11-4 lead as personnel changes for Scott County. Monte Washburn, 6'2 sophomore, checks in. For the Cardinals, you've got Ashford, Morrison, Gay, Campbell, and Craig. Man-to-man in the half court. First touch of the ball here for Washburn. One dribble. Campbell shut him down. Throw it straight away to Christopher. Christopher between the circles. Screen down. Pop out the 6'5 Luckett. Luckett, a 6'5 junior, not going anywhere. Gets it over here to Ben Glenn. Glenn watches the lane open up. They screen down. Pop out. Washburn has it. Screen down. Pop out left side. With it, Ray has it. So they play the motion game, and there's a backdoor cut, missed at the rim. Campbell with his second rebound. Over to Ashford, in a hurry, got to the rim, layup, put it in.
The Red Sea parted as he went past three homestanding Cardinals for that deuce, 13-4 GRC.
Six of the 13 points for the Cardinals, transition buckets, layups at the rim. Ashford has two of them. Kick it out. Three-point shot put up. Missed there by Scott. Releasing is Eli Craig. Got to the rim, leaned in, and banked it home.
Yeah, he took a lot of contact on that shot, but guards have exploded. 15-4 lead.
In the front court, Mashburn has it. Make that Washburn, excuse me. Washburn beyond the arc. Picked up his dribble. Ashford all over him. And nearly thrown out of bounds. And
it was tipped.
Coach Cook right there on it. He's given five to Malachi Ashford, who gets a breather as that defense has been like glue. Morrison checks back in. Ashford goes out. So Rayshon Hampton or Eli Craig, in all likelihood, Rayshon will run the point. Cardinals with a 15-4 lead. Scott County with the ball. 2 minutes deep here in the second quarter. Man-to-man by the Cardinals of GRC. Ray, a lot of dribbling. They're going to put the five count on him, and they're going to get him instead with double dribble. But Coach Glenn, sensing the need for urgency, calls a timeout. Cards with a 9-point lead. We'll be back after Bobby reads this word.
Put the unbeatable power, combination of power and utility to work with a new Holland PowerStar Series tractor from Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling. In five models from 65 to 100 PTO horsepower, a PowerStar tractor handles jobs in the backfield, barnyard, and everywhere in between. Best-in-class cab visibility and outstanding comfort will increase your productivity. Choose the factory-installed loader that best matches your daily needs. Stop by Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling soon.
I believe I said 9-point lead at the timeout. It's an 11-point lead for the Cardinals. And GRC with 9 of their 15 points in transition fast break buckets. Scott County with the ball. They've had 4 turnovers. GRC with only 2. The weave out on top run by the Scott County Cardinals. Ray has it. Passed up a shot. Still dribbling. Hands it off there. Grimes to Washburn. Stop and go move. Deep in the right corner. Driving in, Eli Craig shut it down. Morrison gave him help. They step out on Glenn at the foul line. He gives it up. Backdoor cut, and it goes through the hands of Phillip Grimes, and that's the 5th turnover by the Scott County team.
Coach Glenn's squad certainly running its offense, but only with 2 buckets here in the first 11 minutes of this game. It's not working.
Hampton brings it up. Angles off to the right, and a give and go. Oldest play in basketball works. Montez Gay with his 2nd assist.
Holding that ball high, seeing over the defense. Perfect pass to the block for the deuce.
Cardinals now in this ball game, 5 different players have scored. 5 minutes to go before halftime. Scott County running the weave. They've had trouble scoring. They had a couple of buckets the first quarter, and that's been it. They've been scoreless for quite some time, Bobby.
Yes, they have.
On the right wing, Ray's got it. GRC stays with a man-to-man. And the thing about it is the Cardinals, when they can score a basket, they can set a press defense when they want to. There, someone got lost on a cut, and the shot's put up and in. They did show some patience, and finally, Tristan Christopher scores on a backdoor cut in a 30-second timeout called by the GRC Cardinals. 17-6, GRC with a lead. Back after this brief message.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
GRC will have the basketball, and Coach Glenn, exercising his coaching 101 with a team with a lead, calls the timeout. You change it up, and here he comes with a full court, 2-2-1. Cardinals break it down. Gay got to the rim, and he scores his 6th point of the game.
3-on-2 with an elusive slash to the basket, and that's 2 points.
Gay with 6 points, 2 assists, and a couple of rebounds. Glenn hits a shot just inside the 3-point arc, making it 19-8 in favor of GRC. Morrison, left wing, dribbling, goes straight away now to Malachi Ashford. Scott County staying with a man-to-man. Cards packing it in down on the blocks. They find Gay. Montez has it right side of the lane. Ball fake, turnaround 10-footer, didn't get it. Gaines playing with 2 personal fouls, wades in there and gets an offensive board. Out to Montez Gay, steps into a 3. That won't go. Cardinals now 0-for-4, and we've got a whistle, a foul in the backcourt. Rayshawn Hampton got caught trying to get a little too handsy. Scott County keeps possession. GRC coming with man-to-man, full-court pressure. Ray has it. They clear it out, let him go one-on-one. Malachi Ashford giving pressure, go on the right wing with it. Dribbling out on top, Washburn, the 6'2 sophomore, goes straight away to Glenn. Excuse me, make that Harrison Owens. Coming off the screen, Gray throws a pass, and he just sailed it over the head. There wasn't any way Washburn could pull that one down.
Maybe,
drew the defense, maybe, but then threw it away.
Maybe Malachi Marino may have had that one, but
yeah.
He's across town.
He's across town, no doubt. Cardinals, two passes. GRC gets it in the front. Courting J.P. Gaines with a drop step baseline. Banked it in.
Asserted his authority from the baseline to the basket.
21-8. Cardinals of GRC with a lead. 3 minutes to play here before halftime. Perimeter passing by Scott County. GRC staying with a man-to-man. Coming up, offering a screen is Glenn. Drop it baseline to Washburn. Washburn drives in. This time he made the pass to Harrison Owens instead of throwing it over his head, and Owens misses from three. Scott's 0 for 8. Here's Ashford driving in. Forgot the ball. Goes back to get it, and he dances out keeping his dribble. Trying to size him up now, Zaire Ray. Crossing over, Malachi got to the rim, ball thing, double pump, draws the foul. He scored three layups, and Scott County showing sportsmanship, helped him up. And going to the line, it'll be Malachi Ashford.
A young man by the name of Ben Glenn, could be the coach's son, went over there and picked him up off the floor.
Malachi at the free throw line, he makes the free throw. He's got another free throw coming. Almost sounded like I heard a horn or something as he was getting ready to shoot the free throw. He's 77% on the season, making 50 of 65 attempts. This free throw goes in as well. He's having a wonderful game. 8 points and a steal.
15-point lead, 23-8, 2:32 left in the first half.
They've got Christopher running the point now as Ray's picked up a foul. And Christopher goes with it, nearly traveling and stepping on the sideline, but Grimes keeps his balance. But Malachi Ashford giving him fits, and Ashford gets his second steal. Driving, missed the rim. Missed it at the rim. Gaines with another offensive board. 10-footer, that goes in. First, second chance bucket for the Cards. JP got it.
Yeah, those two rebounds netted a bucket.
Double team into front court. Scott County having problems. Driving in. Here's a steal by Breland Morrison. He's on a run out, and his thoughts of a dunk were foiled by the hustle play of Harrison Owens, a 6-foot-tall senior. J.P. Gaines coming out. Coach Cook, knowing how to use his players, just inside of 2 minutes, he's going to protect J.P. and his fouls, brings Hamp Taylor in. Gay fakes a handoff. He's deep on the right baseline beyond the arc, bringing Luckett at 6'5 out there with him. Lane's open. Morrison comes across the lane. He didn't get it. He's being trailed by Harrison Owens. Now Breland gets it. Owens steps out on him. Breland with a one-hand pass to Malachi Ashford between the circle. Right side, Rayshon. Catch and shoot three.
Caught that one in rhythm. Looked like the minute he took it up, it was going to fall. Guards up 20.
Five in the game. 5 points for Rayshon Hampton. First three-point shot made by either club. And it comes, as Bobby says, nearly with 1 minute to go in the game. 20-point lead for GRC. Christopher out there to Ben Luckett. Ball fake. Steps inside. Missed a 12-footer badly. Releasing is Morrison. Gay gets it to Breland. Breland put it in. Count the bucket. He'll go to the line. And one. And another transition bucket.
Yeah, Luckett trailing the play. Got a hand on it, but also got the player. So we've got an old-fashioned and one attempt here with a 30-8 lead, under 1 minute to play in the first half.
Breland Morrison, a guy whose play has been elevated here in the second half of this season. He's been steady all year around 12, 13 points, but he's been scoring more here lately. He goes with the and one there, and the Cardinals busting open a 31-8 lead inside a minute to go here in this first half. Cardinals clamping down with a man-to-man. Ray's picked up his dribble. Coming around to help is Christopher. Nearly a backcourt violation as Rayshon Hampton's just pushing him back out there. Driving, attacking, shooting, missing, and offense. We're going to have an offensive foul. Carter Dodson got caught pushing in the back. So that's going to be the team fourth foul. Cardinals will bring it up. Leading, big, clock at 30. Ashford crosses the timeline. Angles off, goes to Morrison, high post, Hamp Taylor. Bullet pass to Rayshon Hampton. Three ball, got it. He's hit back-to-back threes.
34-8, inside 15 seconds.
Clock rolling, Ashford on the defense. turning Ray, going for the steal. He's had two picks, still relentlessly trying to get it, and a foul called. They may have gotten Malachi here for the reach-in. That is his first, team second. It'll give Scott County the ball on their end of the floor in the half court with 7.5 seconds. Ray's got his eyes on one guy, and that's Christopher, and Malachi made him run in the backcourt to get it, so they're not going to get a shot off. In the danger of not getting a shot off, and Ashford may have fouled him. Picked up a foul with 2 seconds, and they were beyond midcourt and didn't look like they would get a shot, they being Scott County.
Well, GRC had two guys trapping him and running him out of bounds near midcourt, but got a hand in there a little bit too deep.
Launched at the horn, shot on the way, and it's off the mark. And we played a half of basketball. The Cardinals and GRC, a much higher scoring second quarter for the Cardinals. They lead Scott County 34-8 here at halftime at Scott County High School. I'm Joel Bennett, Bobby Baldwin with me. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. When we return, we've got a halftime show that will include game scoring stats and summary. All that coming up on your home for GRC Sports, WWKY.
When you need heart care, choose Clark Regional Medical Center for quality cardiac treatment. The dedicated care team puts their whole heart into caring for your community. With diagnostic imaging and emergency heart care, with their accredited chest pain center, the experience and compassion to get you back to what matters most. Choose Clark Regional Medical Center Heart Care. Choose well. Make your choice today by visiting clarkregional.org.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs and activities for all ages. From youth programming to adult fitness to aquatics, they have something of interest for everyone. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs that enhance the health, wellness, and quality of life. Check them out on Facebook or on their website at winchesterparksandrec.org.
Traditional Bank loves helping people who help others. We work with nonprofits to simplify business banking and get you back to your purpose. With tight budgets and staff who wear multiple hats, nonprofits have unique banking needs. Our business bankers can help streamline processes, deliver deposit solutions, and provide training and support every step of the way. We're making nonprofit banking easier so you can focus on meeting your mission. Start your partnership with Traditional Bank today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Halftime here, the boys game. George Rogers Clark Cardinals leading the Scott County Cardinals on the Scott County Senior Night. It's GRC 34 and Scott County 8. So the Cardinal defense been very suffocating. That would be putting it lightly. Bobby and I were talking off mic. GRC just really making Scott County, nothing's easy. I mean, they're making 6, 7, 8 passes before they're even looking at a shot.
And then when they take the shot, they have not been accurate. It appears to be rushed as a result of that solid yet frenetic defense that Clark County has been employing. And the one time to get to that they scored on two possessions in a row in that second quarter, midway through the quarter, and the second time the young guard took it and curled in from the side, took it to the other side of the basket and dropped it in for their 8th point of the night, and immediately Coach Cook called timeout. And from that point on, nothing. They stopped them cold.
We got a ball game going on here at halftime. I tell you what, it's open gym tonight in Scott County.
Well, we've seen a little bit of that here during the month of January and now into February, which is in and of itself is unusual as far as we're concerned.
I know. Look, hey, they're out here playing. It's GRC leading at halftime 34-8. Both coaches played eight players in the first half. Problem was, Coach Tim Glenn, the eight players that he played, four of them scored, but they only scored 2 points apiece. So only 8 points in the first 16 minutes for Scott County. And again, making five, six, seven, eight passes before even getting a look at possibly getting a shot off. We'll see if they adjust or make some different arrangements in the second half. Meanwhile, the Cardinals, Coach Cook, he got production off of every player. He played eight, seven scored, and the eighth player that is yet to score, still may, made a beautiful assist, and that's Ham Taylor. Yeah. So everybody's contributed. Looking at some of the numbers, team numbers in this ballgame, it's the Cardinals of GRC shooting 2 of 6 from three-point range, while Scott County, they are 0 for 9. Turnovers in the ballgame, 8 committed by Scott County. GRC with only 2 turnovers, and one of those was a charging foul. Second chance scoring, 2 points by each club. Fast break, transition baskets, 12 points for GRC, 0 for Scott County. Cardinal boys are 4 of 4, that being GRC at the foul line. Scott County has not made an attempted free throw. GRC with a brief meeting in the locker room as they are emerging as I speak. We will take a 2-minute timeout. When we return, we've got individual stats. We'll share those with you. Stay here with us. More to come after this.
Dominate a venture with the entire crew aboard the Terex KRX 4 1000 Sport Side-by-Side, the strongest and most capable four-passenger Terex yet. Take on a wide range of tough terrain. Armed with the powerful 999cc engine and advanced suspension technology, take it all on with confidence and experience the adventure of a lifetime in the four-passenger Kawasaki Terex KX4 1000. Available at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Tired of being put on hold for minutes on end? Want to speak to a person instead of a machine? Want your pharmacist to know you by name when they see you? At HCA, they take your health care personally, and they value your time and your business. They will work with you to make your health the best it can be. Their patients love that they know them by name and that they can call them at any time, day or night, if needed. HCA is locally owned and operated, and they look forward to earning your business and proving that they're big enough to serve, but small enough to care.
Nothing better than enjoying Kentucky scenic roadways by motorcycle, huh? But there is one thing almost as good, being insured by Kentucky's own insurance company, Kentucky Farm Bureau. Plus, you get a multi-policy discount if you're already a Kentucky Farm Bureau insurance policy holder. Nice to know when the wind's in your face, someone you trust has your back. Kentucky Farm Bureau, now offering motorcycle insurance.
I'm Lauren Vink Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to 3 art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
Well, that's an appropriate tune, day after Valentine's Day, the power of love. Well, we're seeing the power of defense, Bobby. The George Roger Clark Cardinals shutting down Scott County, leading here at halftime 34-8. A Scott County team that has turned it over 8 times. They have made no 3-point baskets. They've taken 9 shots at it. And again, 6, 7, 8 passes before taking a shot. I don't know if Coach Glenn's going to – he's coached more basketball than I have. He's got a regional title to his credit. But, boy, something would change up. You know, they want to control the tempo and play a half-court game, but they need to make shots.
It's too late.
Yeah, they need to make shots. I mean, it's okay to take time off the clock and limit your – opponent's possessions, especially if it's a high-powered team. Looking at the individual scoring, I told you that Coach Glenn of Scott County played eight players. Four of them scored 2 points per player. That's Zaire Ray, Tristan Christopher, Philip Grimes off the bench, and Ben Glenn. Four other Cardinals played but have yet to score. For the Cardinals of GRC, Rayshon Hampton with 8 points on a couple of threes and a basket, all those in the second quarter. Other scoring, 8 points for Malachi Ashford, four in each period. Six scored by Montez Gay with two assists and four rebounds. J.P. Gaines with 4 points. He's got three offensive rebounds. Other scoring, 3 points for Breland Morrison, 2 points for Eli Craig with a steal and an assist. You've also got Maddox Campbell with 3 points, three rebounds, and Hamp Taylor played. He has yet to score, but made a nice assist on a Rayshon three. We'll step aside our final 30-second break when we return. Second half play coming your way right here on WWKY.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We get ready for second half play. Cardinals of GRC with a 34-8 lead, and they will have possession of the basketball. Montez Gay, Rayshon Hampton, J.P. Gaines, Breland Morrison, and about to receive the inbound pass, Malachi Ashford. And we're going to get going. Here we go. Man-to-man by Scott County. Bounce pass. Gaines got a step on Luckett. And Luckett's played few minutes, but he's got three personal fouls already. 6'5 player caught some 35 feet away from the goal, fouling J.P. Gaines.
While he's been out there, he's been Kenny Rogers' best friend because he's been gambling and getting caught doing so.
Ashford, between the leg dribble, goes to Gaines, handed off to Rayshon Hampton. Luckett switches off on him, back door, and Breland Morrison scores.
Hampton with a beautiful pass from the top to a slashing player on the baseline.
2-2-1, Cardinals force Scott County to take some pressure getting the ball up the floor, and we've got a foul, as that foul is going to be called on Montez Gay. That'll be his first, team's first this third quarter. Racing to the basket was Harrison Owens, and he'll go to the free throw line for this Scott County team. They haven't scored much. Owens, a 5.5 point per game scoring average. He scores his first point of the game. 6 feet tall and a senior, playing in his final season. Scott County High, he missed second free throw. Montez Gay with a rebound. Glenn on him. Montez gives it over to Malachi Ashford. Ashford angles off to the right. Crossover dribble. Screen down. Pop out J.P. Gaines. Off the ball fake. Looked over for Gay. A little too much interior passing. But Breland Morrison, he's a benefactor with a bucket.
Yeah, he looked like he caught the deflection on the tip and was able to pop it home from 6 feet out on the baseline.
2-on-2, Scott County breaks the press, and a shot by Glenn is missed from three, 0-for-10 for the Scott County team. J.P. Gaines, right wing, ball fake, Luckett with three fouls, steps out. Entry pass goes down to Breland Morrison on the right blocks. Pounding it in, step back, 10-footer against Harrison Owens is missed. It's last touched by Christian. It'll be Cardinal ball, GRC ball, underneath their goal.
J.P. Gaines got a hand on that when he was out of position, but saved the possession for the Cards.
Ashford to throw it inbounds. They try to get Montez Gay with a lob. Instead, they lob it to Gaines, the second guy through, and J.P.'s going to go to the foul line.
That's
a fourth on Luckett. So Preston Luckett, he is pressing his luck. Preston Luckett, yeah.
He was just in the wrong place at the wrong time with that one.
Gaines at the foul line for the Cardinals of GRC, and J.P. makes the free throw. Checking back in, Carter Dotson, a 6'4 senior who got a start here on senior night. He checks back in, replacing Luckett, who goes to the bench with four personals. Gaines makes both free throws, and the Cardinals as a team, 6-of-6 at the foul line. JP with 6 points total in the game.
Leading 40-9, 6:30 left in the third quarter.
Screen down, pop out Dotson. The senior shoots a three and hits it. Why not? Hey, it's your night, senior night.
Yeah, let him take his shot. He squared up and nailed it.
Ashford trying to get by. Zaire Ray goes to Morrison on the left wing. Glenn steps out on him. Breland going one-on-one against Glenn. Dribbles all the way over to the right side. Takes a pass from Rayshawn. Spot up three. Missed it. Gaines kept it alive. Ashford can't run it down. It'll go to Scott County with 6 minutes to play here in the third.
Good look from the wing. It just looped out.
GRC drops back, man-to-man. They'll pick up in the half court. Scott County with Glenn angling off to the right. Screen down, pop out Dotson. Dotson driving, ball fake, got to the rim, put it in. This senior's going to try to show him something.
Yeah, he sure did. The gamble led to the open lane to the basket.
Cardinals GRC Coach Cook calling a 30-second timeout. GRC up 40-14. Bobby's got a message he'll share.
The rugged, reliable, affordable Workmaster compact tractor is now available in 25 horsepower. Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling introduces the Workmaster 25 from New Holland. It's made to last with a big tractor backbone, heavy-duty internal components, and a fuel-saving three-cylinder engine. You enjoy comfortable seating, great visibility, and best of all, a price that's easy on the wallet. Learn more about the Workmaster 25 at Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling.
Cardinals with the ball after the timeout, that being GRC. Ashford in the front court. A screen down. Rayshawn Hampton comes off the down pick. He's going to shoot a three, hit the back iron. Long rebound comes out to Ashford. Malachi with a ball fake. Pulls it out on the dribble, left to the lane, got to the paint, reverse left. What spin, and he put it up and in. Yeah. He's got 10 in the game.
He could be an acrobat in his spare time.
Oh, yeah, that was some kind of magic shot, the way he put that spin on that ball. Scott County in the front court. Harrison Owens hands it off. Ray has it out on the point, angles off to the right. Malachi turns him over to Morrison, then a three-point shot put up and in by Ben Glenn as Scott County showing a little bit of offense here in this third quarter.
Well, until that basket, the Cards had tripled them up. It's 42-14 Cards.
Rayshawn drops it down to Montez Gay, right of the lane, skip pass diagonally to the left. Breland Morrison passed out a shot. Give and go from JP to Morrison, and Breland put it in.
Yeah, the defense got lost that time ball watching, and easy deuce for Bree.
9 in the game for Morrison, 10 for Ashford, 8 for Hampton, 6 for Gay. It's just balanced scoring up and down the lineup. Here's Zaire Ray kicking it over. Dotson, the senior, feeling it, but he missed that three. Long rebound comes out, put it up and in.
Yes, sir.
Glenn put it in on the second chance scoring.
Glenn had a nice turnaround from 12 feet on the wing, making the score 44-19 GRC.
We're midway through this third quarter. They switch off on Ashford. Now they try to find the mismatch. They found it. Montez Gay got to the rim and put it in. They had Dotson at 6'4 coming out on Ashford. They switched off, and the IQ of Malachi Ashford able to spot that mismatch, and Montez scores at the rim.
Montez with just good hands and good skills and able to fight through the contact for the deuce.
Time called on the floor by Scott County. It'll be a full timeout, so we'll take a one-minute break. Midway through the third quarter, GRC 46-19 with the lead. Back in 1 minute.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
Get set to go wherever the adventure takes you with help from major brands. Through February 21st, get a $60 reward card after online submission with the purchase of four new select BF Goodrich Terrain family of tires. All other purchases of four new BF Goodrich tires qualify for $40. Get more details at Major Brands Tire and Automotive, Tom's Drive Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive Mount Sterling, or at bfgoodrichtires.com/promotions. BF Goodrich, what are you building for?
Montez Gay will step to the free throw line. The Cardinal team tonight, 6 of 6 in free throws, and now make it 7 of 7 as the 6'4 freshman phenom for GRC knocks down the free throw.
47-19.
Well, actually, it's been more competitive this third quarter for Scott, 13-11 in the scoring differential here in this third quarter. But GRC set the tone in the first half, one that you just wonder is insurmountable for the Scott County team.
You said Coach Glenn would probably change it up, and he's given his kids more freedom to take shots in rhythm, and it's paid off for them.
Yeah, I think they tried to control tempo and make a lot of passes and milk the clock, limit the possessions. That just wasn't working.
It didn't. It certainly didn't.
Coming off the screen, pick and pop. Glenn had a shot. Now he'll pull up from 12, rattled in and came out. Montez Gay with his 7th rebound. In the backcourt, dribbles away from trouble. Finds Hampton, who hands it off to Malachi Ashford with 3 minutes to go in the third. Cards come into the front court. Ashford, backdoor cut, found Ray shot, put it in.
Boy, ball watching again on the wing. Led to a deuce for the GRC Cards.
Beautiful bounce pass off the dribble. Ray drives in, picked up by Ashford, kick it out. Now they go to Christian. Rayshon Hampton on him. All the passing going on beyond the perimeter. They are out near midcourt. Dotson comes way out on the floor, and they run two cutters through. Morrison steps out on Glenn, who's shown a propensity to shoot, and he's one of the few guys that can create his own shot. He kicks it over to Dotson. Dotson driving at the rim. Challenged by Gay. Missed it. With the ball, Rayshon Hampton. Bounce pass to J.P. Gaines. Gaines, 3-on-3. Got in the paint. Kicks it out. Ashford in rhythm, 3. Not there. Chased down on an offensive board. J.P. got his 4th. Feeds Rayshon Hampton, who's fouled. Put to the floor and hammered, actually, as he got to the rim.
Loose balls. GRC quicker to the ball. Turned around, saw a slasher going to the basket and hit him in one motion. And Rayshon draws a foul and 2 free throws.
Be the 3rd foul on Harrison Owens, and Rayshon strokes that one in. He has 11 points in this ball game, leading scorer on the GRC Cardinal Club. Montez Gay comes out. Eli Craig returns. Craig in the first half had 2 points and a nice assist to Montez in the minutes of play that he had. Hampton back at the foul line. Left-handed free throw is off. Scott County with a rebounded miss. The GRC with a big 50-19 lead. 2 minutes to go here in the third. Harrison Owens driving, shooting at the rim. He missed it. Dotson's rebound follow not there, but tipped up and in by Ben Glenn.
They had that weak side covered, and when the ball went over the rim, easy deuce.
Hampton out on top. Glenn steps out on him. Rayshon crosses over, got a step on him, went to the rim, lost the ball, and they're going to call a blocking foul. And that's going to be on 14. That will be the 4th on Harrison Owens, I believe. And that'll be the team 5th.
Yeah, it's his 4th. All right. So.
And so Rayshon will get a chance to redeem himself at the free throw line. As he missed his last attempt, he goes there with the clock stopped, and it shows a 1:40 to play in the third. And his free throw is good. That makes it an even 30-point lead for the Cardinals of GRC.
51-21. Let's see if he can add to that.
Coach Glenn of Scott County bringing out a couple of players, putting a couple of fresh troops in. One of them, both guys played in the JV game, Colton Hilton and Greg Skinner. Hampton makes both free throws for the Cardinals of GRC. Zaire Ray out dribbling on the top, screen down. First time touch of the ball is Skinner. He wants to get rid of it. Why not? Morrison's all over him. Now they switch off. Ray has it. Jump stop. Got to the rim. Bank shot. Didn't use the board. J.P. Gaines peels a rebound. Underhand pass to Rayshon Hampton. Dunked it on the break.
He's not the tallest guy, but boy, he got off that right foot and was able to slam that one down. 54-21.
Don't see Rayshon dunk that often, but he was barking at that one as he threw it down. Zaire Ray makes a three-point shot, his first three of the game. Clock rolling inside of a minute. Cardinals of GRC with the ball up 30. Ashford, crossover dribble, picked it up. Finds Eli Craig. He's got dribbles. He puts it on the floor. Had to move on Hilton, but he finds Rayshon Hampton, who hit another three. So Rayshon, instant offense here in the third quarter. Just add water, mix, and stir. He's putting it up. Here's a three by Scott that's missed. Breland Morrison cradles a rebounded miss. And over to Rayshon Hampton. Rayshon, in a hurry, got to the rim. They can't stop him. You better get back and stop the ball. If not, he's going to drive it to the hoop.
He was 30 feet out. He looked at the basket. There was nobody home, so he just took it strong and got fouled from the side as he went to take it up.
A 10-point third quarter for this 5'11 senior leading scorer for GRC. It didn't take a lot of time at the foul line. One dribble, he flipped it up, and he missed it. Another free throw coming. Maddox Campbell comes in. J.P. Gaines will get a well-deserved breather. Gaines with 6 points, six rebounds, four off the offensive glass. As Rayshon Hampton makes the second free throw, he comes out. Montez Gay in.
23 seconds left in the third. GRC up 58-24.
Clock running. With the ball out on top. Ashford in again. This is the second quarter in a row. Malachi is fouled inside of 15 seconds. One time he fouled, and there was 7.5 left to play. This time at least 13.5, but he picks up his third. Team second. Hilton to throw it in. Skinner out near midcourt. I don't think he knows what the situation is. He goes over to Glenn, who glances up the clock. It's now at 6, at 5. They're still running the weave. Trying to get a shot off. They shovel it off to Skinner and hit him right in the hands. He couldn't put it in. But Coach Glenn, he kind of liked the way Grimes drove the basket.
He did.
Third quarter comes to an end. The Cardinals of GRC still with a commanding lead as they have a 58-24 edge over Scott County High School right here in Georgetown. 1 minute break. We'll return. Fourth and final quarter coming up on WWKY.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses, Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building. See store for details.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. We offer free Medicare educational classes for your small groups, such as church groups or senior groups. We know Medicare is confusing with all the scams. Call us at 606-780-1387 to provide you with the direction you need in this confusing Medicare world. That's 606-780-1387.
Head coach Josh Cook sends out Eli Craig, Maddox Campbell, Montez Gay, Breland Morrison, and Malachi Ashford. Here's a shot off a screen down by Scott County, a three that's missed. Skinner kept it alive. They go to Dotson, and somehow his three-point shot blocked by Montez Gay ended up behind the backboard. You don't see that often.
Almost into the cheerleaders.
Speaking of cheerleaders, their fans do the cheers with the cheerleaders. That's pretty impressive. That's pretty nice.
That is neat.
That's pretty nice. Having a wife that was a cheer coach, I know she would appreciate that, and I notice it. This is a beauty. I like this gym. Got good treatment. The AD comes by, women's basketball coach comes by and to check on us.
Here we
as
go.
The coach's son, I'm sure, Ben Glenn, drops in a bucket.
Yeah.
He's got 11 in the game to pace Scott County in this one.
Worked his way to the foul line and went straight up for the deuce.
Pass on the right wing to Eli Craig, throwing the lob. Montez Gay hauls it down, tries to throw a bounce pass, and the Cards turn it over. Only the third miscue of the entire game for the Cardinals. Grimes throws it over. Hilton has a three-point shot. He was left wide open. 6'4", they list him at. That's probably stretching it, but Colton Hilton makes the three.
And now up 58-29, having given up the last 5 points.
Ashford angles off to the left. Coach Cook right there, talking to him with the referee in between them. Ashford left of the circle. Skinner steps out on him. Ashford still dribbling. No five count on him. Skinner's not within an arm's reach of Malachi, who's now dribbling between his legs. Eli Craig's running the baseline. He's trying to shake free. Skinner got the ball away from Ashford. Malachi got it back. Hangs, shoots in the paint, off the backboard, trying his best. And Skinner, who's come alive after making that mistake at the end of the third, goes now to Grimes. Grimes goes in, up and under, shot missed. Montez Gay with another rebound. Flips it over. Eli Craig got it at the rim. Montez Gay with his third assist.
He took it to about 4 or 5 feet and then just dished it to the left for the deuce.
Four in the game for Eli Craig. Step back jumper by Glenn. He's now got 15 in the game as he has scored 13 points in the second half. Card still with that big lead.
60-31, inside 5 minutes, 40 seconds.
Maddox Campbell comes up, offers a high ball screen. Instead, Malachi Ashford drives it to the left. Campbell rolls, calling for it on the blocks. He gets it, left of the lane, and, yeah, Maddox leaned in. And Skinner, who's showing something, I guess, coach said, show me something. He was scared in the second and third quarter, but playing pretty well now.
Yeah, they changed their tactics at halftime,
yep,
and at our least competitive in this second half and staying fairly close to the Cards scoring wise.
Hugely comes in. He's a senior. He looks very young, number three right there, Bobby. That's a young looking senior. Coming off the screen, Washburn puts it up with the left hand, missed. Hamp Taylor, who checked in, pulls down the rebound. Hands to Ashford. Maddox Campbell ran the floor and then he got mugged.
Got a good pass though, from about 50 feet out on the other side of midcourt, and took those steps, put it up, got whacked, be on the line for two. 5:05 left in the game. Cards up 60-31 over Scott County.
Skinner picks up that foul. He's been everywhere. Maddox Campbell makes the free throw, and Maddox, a 6'2 junior, now with 4 points in the game. There for another free throw. Couple of dribbles. Shot on the way, rimmed off. Skinner about took that rebound from Hilton. He's playing possessed now.
Possessed.
Yeah. He's got it top of the key. Left side to Washburn. They send two cutters through. Hughley has it. Morrison out on him. Off the screen. Grimes with a three. Missed it. Coming out there is Malachi Ashford. In a hurry. Get to the front court. Feeds Hamp Taylor. Put it up and in. He got too deep, Bobby, to finish with the right. Hamp adjusted and scored at the rim.
He sure did. But that's what happens when you run the floor. 63-31.
Every Cardinal that has played has scored in this game. With it, Grimes, right side, got in. And that's a second try time. He's tried a left-hand runner. Missed both times, and Hamp Taylor's rebounded it both times. Backdoor cut, Malachi Ashford, reverse layup, got it.
Great pass to a streaker coming on the baseline. Nice work.
12 in the game for Malachi Ashford. Hugely, the senior, takes his first shot, a three, and he popped it in. 5 of 20 shooting the three-point shot. That's what Scott's got. And we've got 4 minutes to play in this game. Cardinals with the ball. Up big.
Yeah, 65-34.
Hampton, right wing. They go to Eli Craig, driving in on Grimes. Got to the foul line. Kick it out to Ashford. Malachi looks. They throw the lob. Maddox Campbell sealed nicely. Put it up. Didn't finish. Got his own board. And he's fouled trying to go back. And Coach Cook, not disappointed with that.
Oh, no. The pass was a tough one.
Yep.
Barely over the outstretched hands of the defender. He pulled it in and amidst strong contact, got two shots at it and is rewarded with free throws.
That is Campbell shoots a free throw and makes it. 5 points in the game for Campbell, and Breland Morrison, one of the seniors, comes out, and he's replaced by a senior, Jacob Smith, who's playing now in his eighth game of his senior season, and Maddox Campbell makes the second free throw.
67-34, Clark County, 3:30 left in this one.
Chase Pace also in the game, 6 foot tall and a junior. Ashford out on the top, and Hughley drives the lane, missed it, Pace with a rebound, underhand pass to Eli Craig, and didn't have the angle to throw the lob to Hamp Taylor, and it sails out of bounds. You got to go to the wing and get you a little better angle.
A little better angle, or don't throw it quite as far.
Yeah, and Hamp's looking over his shoulder like a wide receiver running a go route to the sideline. Hughley picks it up, and perimeter passing by this Scott County team. They skip it over to the right side, and a long three put up and in. Timmy Imongo with a three.
Gee, they've come up with 29 points in this second half.
They come up with a guy who's got four syllables in his last name, too. Imongo. Two E's and two O's. Here's Maddox Campbell.
Wow.
He's feeling it, and he hits a three. And the Cardinal bench stands up and gives him an applause.
70-37, Cards, 2:36 left in this one.
Driving in, Washburn's left-hand runner not there, pulling the rebound. Campbell couldn't control it. Skinner's follow won't go. Eli Craig battling. Hamp Taylor had his third rebound, but it was taken away from him. They go now to Imongo. Imongo missed it, batted around, and they're going to get Maddox Campbell tipping it away from a Colton Helton who had established position. That's going to be the second on Maddox Campbell. Team second in this fourth quarter, which has 2:17 left to play in it. Shot put up by Helton, missed, and Eli Craig gets a rebound, and he's fouled in the backcourt. Scott County dropping back. They're not going to pick up pressure.
And Joel, after an 8-point first quarter, the Cards have reached their scoring average, which we would not have thought after the first 8 minutes.
That's a good point. You do the math, that just doesn't add up. Eli Craig drives, throws a lob. Hamp Taylor got it in the paint, kick it out. Craig got it back, shot a three and missed it. Taylor kept it alive. Jacob Smith bats it around. Guys are playing volleyball. Meanwhile, Scott got the rebound to run out. Skinner scores at the rim.
That makes the score 70-39, 1:40 left.
Eli Craig running the point, Hughley on him. Angles off to the left of the circle. Hamp Taylor offers a screen. Eli still dribbling. Jacob Smith, they sent him for the shot. Senior pull up 12 foot.
Good.
Got it.
There
I'm glad he scored.
Yes,
senior night for him here. 6-3, and Smith knocks it down. And Coach Cook says, I want to call a timeout, but you can run the clock. I'm just going to empty my bench. So if you rode the bus, you're in the game in this one. Bowser, Haddon Cecil, Abe Mullins, Tybee Flannery, and got another player in there checking in.
Yeah.
So the Cardinals, the GRC, Hammonds. Big lead.
Hammonds is in there.
Hammonds.
He's the other one. Yeah, I think Paxton.
3-point shot missed by Imongo. He's making the most out of the time he's got on the floor. Pick and pop, big Flannery with a three ball, went down and came out. Balzer tried to keep it alive. I was wondering if that Golden Corral good luck stayed with him, but it didn't go in.
In and out.
Scott running the offense. 3-point shot put up and in. There's you another senior.
There you go.
Carter Dodson.
Let them have it. That trims the lead to 30 here with 40 seconds left.
Haddon Cecil got to the foul line. Tybee Flannery at the foul line. Pivots around. He's in the lane. Got to get out. Finds Mullins. Spacing not real good. Tybee steps out. Had a three. Goes over on the 3-point shot baseline. Missed there by Bowser coming away with it. Scott County in a hurry all the way down. Hammonds fouled him, and they're going to say a charging foul. Taking the charge, and there's Bowser, and it'll be a turnover and a foul on Carter Dodson, team third.
He stood in there and took it like a man.
Sure did. And now with 14 seconds and Coach Cook sitting on the bench for the first time in this game. Well, he didn't sit long. He gets up now and starts applauding his team. As Haddon Cecil's going to dribble out the clock. Final score, 72-42. George Rogers Clark with a 30-point win on the road. They increased their season record. That is their 25th win against only two losses. It'll be the 20th loss for Scott County. Their record goes to 8-20. Again in a final, 72-42, GRC with a win. Bobby and I will take a two-minute timeout. When we return, post-game show, we'll have a wrap-up, game scoring, stats, and summary all coming up right here on WWKY.
We live with you, grow up with you, and dream with you. At Central Bank, we belong to the same communities you do, as neighbors, friends, and business partners. And through the relationships we build with you every day, we consistently serve you better. That's what highly personal banking is all about. We start with you. Find out how at centralbank.com. Central Bank, member FDIC.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
Here at Sterling Healthcare, we're committed to quality, affordable health care for the entire family. No gimmicks, no outrageous bills for professional care, just professional medical services provided by caring providers and staff to ensure you and your family are healthy in mind, body, and overall well-being. I'm Jennifer Carpenter, Human Resource Manager for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check out Sterling Healthcare today and see all the ways we're here for your family.
Well, tonight was the 65th meeting between these two teams, and GRC adds to their total and their edge on Scott County tonight with a 30-point win, as the Cardinals now have won 39 games against Scott County and have lost 26. So that goes all the way back to 1957, and I can tell you right here in 2024 that the Cardinals of GRC have a good team. They bounce back after having a 14-game winning streak stopped, and they come right back to the same town, same county, different team, but they win by 30, 72-42, 72 points, and as Bobby pointed out, had 8 points at the end of the first quarter. It was 8-4. GRC picked up the scoring in the second quarter. Coming out of halftime, Coach Glenn had his Scott County team play a little freer, a little more aggressive, and it paid off for them early on, but GRC just built too big a lead, Bob.
Yes, there's no question about it. At one point in time, GRC had the score tripled plus a point or two. It was 47-15 or something like that at one point, and then the Scott County Cardinals relaxed, started stroking threes, started running a little bit more, and had some offensive success, and it fed on itself. And they did a good job of pretty much holding serve with GRC in the second half. But the when you're up 34-8 at intermission, the die has been cast.
Well, and the completed product is a 72-42 GRC win. Looking at some of the team numbers in this ball game, the Cardinals GRC shoot 4 of 14 from three-point range, and Scott County, they missed their first 11 three-point shots. They ended up 7 of 24 on the night, shooting from behind the arc. Cardinals with only 6 turnovers in the ball game, while Scott County, they only had 9 turnovers, only one in the second half. Second chance scoring for GRC. Cardinals had a 8-6 advantage. And fast break scoring, Cardinals of GRC had a 22-5 edge over Scott County. GRC, Cardinals shot 13 free throws in the second half. Thought I had that number here somewhere. Well, anyway, GRC, I believe they shot, they ended up going 14 of 17 at the foul line. So GRC again with a big win, 72-42. Some of the leading scorer for Scott County, Ben Glenn, 13. He got 11 of them in the second half. For the Cardinals of GRC, really a balanced line. Rayshon Hampton with 19, 12 points by Malachi Ashford. They had 9 points each for Montez Gay. Also, Breland Morrison, Maddox Campbell. 6 points scored by J.P. Gaines, 4 for Eli Craig. Couple of points for Jacob Smith and Hamp Taylor, and everybody that played was productive. Head coach Josh Cook up here with us, and coach, you really got busy to get 72 points. It was 8-4 at the end of the first quarter. It looked like Scott County's plan was 7 passes before we take a shot. We're going to limit your possessions. We're going to play a half-court game.
Mm-hmm. They run some pretty good motion offense.
They did
traditionally. Part of our problems, we were shooting some, we were shooting some tough shots.
Yeah.
And it's different. So understanding that, when you're in a good flow and a rhythm, we're hitting shots, yeah, you can take some of those. But when the game is not in that rhythm and we're struggling to score, let's get great ones. And the second quarter, we executed. We made sure we got better quality shots. We shared the ball a little better. And you see us going on a great run because of it.
Yeah, and you're talking about getting better shots. In that quarter, you had 9 baskets, another 9 baskets, 6 of them assists off those 9 baskets. So, yeah, they found the open man. And
yeah.
Rayshon Hampton, benefactor of 3 of them.
Yeah, and that's, you got to be patient sometimes. You got to take what the defense gives you, let your teammates, do their thing, and in the end, you'll get open because of it. I've been in some situations and I coached some really good players, and they've learned to understand sometimes you got to be patient, let the game come to you. And if you do that and your teammates get some good looks, the defense will have to help, and it makes your job a lot easier. And Rayshon was a huge benefit of that.
How is your team? You're listening to head coach Josh Cook. How's your team? They're obviously in great condition because Bobby and I were talking. Scott County in the first half would take a minute 10 or longer off the clock. And like you said, they're running good motion. They're screening across. They're screening down. They're popping out. They're flashing the lane. Your guys, they get a little weary, or you just tell them to lock in?
No, they need to lock in because, honestly, we scout pretty hard. That doesn't mean we see everything, and we don't by any means. But for the most part, you should be prepared for a lot of things you're going to see. It's just whether or not you're tough enough. And if you didn't pay attention, you will get exposed over it. But our guys were getting better defensively. To give up 8 points the first half, that's everything for me right now. I want guys to score, and I'm sure that, they do hear enough individually that, people in their fan clubs all get excited about points. But, it's tournament time, and I'm a firm believer defense wins championships in this time of year. And you can look through the hallways and look at the pictures hanging up here. This is a special place we played in tonight, and a lot of great memories of great players and great teams. And you can go out there and look at the scores of the state championship games they played in. You can see the scores were dropping. If you want to play in postseason, you better learn to guard.
Yeah, and we very well know that in back-to-back years. Some of the sparkling numbers for the Cardinals in this, when you're listening to head coach Josh Cook, his team shoots 14 of 17 at the foul line. They outscore Scott County 20-5 in fast break scoring. They have only 6 turnovers in the ballgame, only 2 in the first half. You treasured the ball, but yet you ran the ball.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, it was good to see, Mally does such a good job of distributing and running the floor and running the team, and, he's only getting better and better, and, me and him are learning, we're learning to even be more and more on the same page every game we go. But it's also good tonight, Montez was great.
Scotty Bibbin.
And like a point forward out there, starting to break, seeing the floor, looking up the floor, and making great decisions, getting guys easy shots. And when you got a couple guys willing to play that unselfish, those guys that want to score, you're going to get some opportunities, so just hang in there.
Well, and I think your bench players emulate that, too. They watched Montez Gay, a guy that's solid at the starting role, watched him dish 4 assists. And then you had Hamp Taylor come in off the bench, and he makes 2 assists.
Yeah, and those guys all got to continue to be unselfish. And, it's that time of year. it's that time of year to continue to get better and play together, because you never know when your number is going to be called. So you need to be expected to play at a high level. So,
well, you got a good Martin County team coming in on Saturday as they knocked Hazard out of the top 25 earlier in the week. So good luck, Coach, and we'll be there to cover that one for
you.
Yeah,
I'm waving to my guys. I love the fan clubs. I just joke with them, guys. You know, it's not the time to be signing a ton of autographs. Let's get in and get out. I don't want to sign any autographs either. We can hear a little bit of the noise. We don't really need to listen to it right now. We need to focus on getting better and be thankful that we have such a great crowd that comes. But yeah, Let's focus getting them back on the bus, because, like you said, Saturday we're playing a heck of a team.
Yeah.
Yep. In Martin County, and tomorrow is very important to have your mind right, not too high, not too low.
All right. Appreciate and the guy that's going to keep them even keel, head coach Josh Cook, picked up win number 330, I think. So
thank you, guys. Appreciate
go
it.
With it. All right.
Coach, I like your threads.
Speaking of 3:30, that's what time the tip-off will be on Saturday. So we'll be covering that one at the GRC Arena. Martin County taking on George Rogers Clark Cardinals, 3:30 on Saturday. But before we get to Saturday, we've got tomorrow, Friday, to deal with, and a game that's been on the calendar and the schedule for head coach Robbie Graham's Cardinal girls team. It's one I've been looking at. He tells us that they have never won on the road up at Notre Dame. So
we're going to go up towards
Cincinnati. We're headed to the Rivertown tomorrow night. So that's going to do it. We'll be on the air tomorrow. It'll be George Rogers Clark Cardinal girls taking on Notre Dame, the Pandas, up there in Northern Kentucky. That's going to do it from Scott County High School. Again, the Cardinals at GRC win by 30. For Hayes McMakin, our on-site engineer, thank you. And Tom back to station, tight board, solid job. As always, much appreciated. Bobby Baldwin beside me. I'm Joel Bennett. Until tomorrow night, have a great rest of the evening. So long.
You've been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. We're the sports voice of George Rogers Clark High School Athletics and so much more. 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.